If you are a fan of wealth inequality, you must have really enjoyed 2013. The rich certainly got richer. The stock market, as measured by the Standard & Poor's Index, was up 32%, while U.S. corporate profits expanded to a record $2.1 trillion. At the same time, incomes were relatively flat. Through October 30th, worker earnings were up just 1.4%, which, as pointed out by the New York Times, represented an even smaller increase than in 2012. The only truly bright spot for the average American was housing. Sales prices of homes rose approximately 13% during a recent 12-month period. True, employment was up last year and the pace of job growth accelerated during 2013's final months to around 200,000 jobs per month. But according to calculations by the Brookings Institution's Hamilton Project, even if the nation were able to maintain the 200,000 jobs per month rate, the unemployment rate would not fall to its November 2007 level for another 5 years. Moreover, many of the jobs being added are in low-wage categories, and that trend is projected to persist according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. The top 10 job categories forecasted to create the most net new jobs during the current decade pay nearly $20,000 less per year than the current median. For WIPR, I'm Anibon Basu.